Should police be able to take DNA samples from people who are under arrest? That's the question that's been before the U.S. Supreme Court. On Monday, the court ruled 5-4 to uphold a Maryland law. It allows police to obtain DNA samples when people are arrested for certain violent offenses. Washington State does not allow that practice. But Monday's Supreme Court decision may revive what's been called DNA on arrest legislation. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
In Maryland and 27 other states, police can collect a DNA sample at the same time that they photograph and fingerprint a suspect. They get it by taking a simple cheek swab. But in Washington state, that doesn't happen. If police want a DNA sample, they have to get a warrant signed by a judge. Or they have to wait until someone is convicted of a felony or other serious crime, like fourth-degree sexual assault, patronizing a prostitute, or stalking. State Senator Jean Darnielle says that may be too late. She cites the case of Anthony Diaz, a man who was convicted of multiple rapes.
Some of those crimes were completely heinous, and one of them involved holding three women hostage in a home and repeatedly raping.
During his crime spree, Diaz had been arrested on an unrelated charge. Darnielle says if police had been able to take a DNA sample then, they might have been able to stop him sooner. Darnielle says now that the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on the issue, she plans to reintroduce a bill that would allow police in Washington state to take DNA samples on arrest. The bill has been before the legislature three times, most recently last year. She plans to revive it in the next legislative session. Civil libertarians say they will fight it on the grounds that it's an unwarranted invasion of privacy. Shankar Narayan is the legislative director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Washington.
Given that Washington has a long history of protecting privacy rights zealously, and our Supreme Court has tended to uphold that, we think this law would be unconstitutional in Washington, and we would certainly consider all our options, including challenging the law.
And Narayan says it doesn't really matter how the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case. He says the Washington state constitution has stronger protections against unreasonable search and seizure than the U.S. Constitution. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.